'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, now, Prancer and Vixen. On, Comet, on, Cupid, on, Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight to his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Huntington Hall, December 25th, 1895. Dear Lord Gilbert, how delighted I was to receive that dear little partridge in the pear tree. Whenever I look at him, I shall remember you. But he does look rather lonely and cold. Maybe he would be better off with a muffler. Oh, thank you so much for such a thoughtful gift. Yours lovingly, Catherine Huntington.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves.
Huntington Hall, December 26th, 1895. Dear Lord Gilbert, the two turtle doves arrived safely and are cooing in the pear tree with the partridge. My head gardener is building a new dove cote, as the old one is not quite suitable for them. The partridge still looks lonely, though I cannot think why. Yours thankfully, Catherine Huntington.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens.
Huntington Hall, December 27th, 1895. Dear Lord Gilbert, how enchanting the three French hens are. Do they really come from France? The turtle doves are quite happy in their dove coat, and I think I'll put the French hens with them. My dear little partridge looks even more unhappy, and I cannot think what to do. Gratefully yours, Catherine Huntington.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds.
Huntington Hall, December 28th, 1895. Dear Lord Gilbert, how did you know I would like four calling birds? They simply delight me with their singing, although they can be rather noisy. They're quite friendly with my darling partridge, so I cannot imagine why he looks so sad. The French hens and the turtle doves are cooing in the dovecote. I wonder if I can introduce them to the calling birds. Yours, Catherine Huntington.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings.
Huntington Hall, December 29th, 1895. Dear Lord Gilbert, oh, I cannot express my thanks for those lovely golden rings. I cannot possibly think how you knew the sizes. They fit perfectly. They will match my new satin dress that I will wear tonight to Lady Wentworth's ball. This evening I will wear my sapphire chain to match the rings. I simply cannot stop looking at them. You are so thoughtful. My little partridge is shivering with cold. I think I'll make him a woolen suit. Thank you many times over. Yours forever, Catherine Huntington.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 60 soleil.
Huntington Hall, December 30th, 1895. Dear Lord Gilbert, thank you for your unusual gift of 6 laying geese. My big problem is where to put them. They are, at the moment, ruining my new croquet lawn and hissing. Can you tell me what to do with their eggs? No one seems to want to buy them. I dare not keep them, for 6 geese are quite enough. The partridge is now warm in his new black and yellow suit. Sincerely yours, Catherine Huntington.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-swimming.
Huntington Hall, December 31st, 1895. Dear Lord Gilbert, we had to put the 7 swans in my lily pond. They are a bit cramped there, but my lily pond is an absolute wreck. Also, I do not know what to feed them on. I think my partridge is afraid of them, and that just will not do. Lady Catherine Huntington.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 maids of milk and...
Huntington Hall, January 1st, 1896. Lord Gilbert, 8 cows give so much milk that soon we shall have to put the swans to swim in it. The cows made such a noise last night that I could hardly sleep. I also now have to pay 8 milking maids. My partridge has a cold from drinking so much milk. Lady Huntington.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 drummers from the...
Huntington Hall, January 2nd, 1896. Lord Gilbert. What with 9 drummers drumming, the cows mooing, bales clanking, honking, hissing, and cooing, I have a slight headache. My partridge does not like it at all. Lady Huntington.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 pipers piping.
Huntington Hall, January 3rd, 1896. Lord G. Faraday, your gift of 10 pipers piping is quite unwelcome. They are making me mad. Lady K. Huntington.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 ladies dancing.
Huntington Hall, 4196. Lord Faraday, the 11 ladies dancing are quite outrageous. They are making me quite ill. Honorable Lady Huntington.
On the 12th.
Huntington Hall, 5th January, 1896. Dear Lord Faraday, Lady Huntington has retired to her London home with her partridge. She is suffering from a nervous breakdown. She requested me to return these gifts to you. 12 leaping lords, 11 dancing ladies, 10 pipers, 9 drummers, 8 milking maids and their cows, 7 swans, 6 laying geese, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a pear tree. She wishes to keep the partridge and the rings. Margaret A. E. Bowes, Secretary to Lady Huntington. Remember the thrill of the old-fashioned sleigh ride? The straw in the sleigh and the bells ringing clear. The road stretching white and the moon shining o'er us. a hand in our own that was clinging and dear. Remember the thrill of the old-fashioned sleigh ride, the stretch of the country o'er which we must go, the meadows so white and the houses so scattered, the songs that we sang as we sped through the snow. Remember the thrill of the old-fashioned sleigh ride. The lap robes of fur kept us cozy and warm. The light in the window that beckoned us onward. The hall, when we reached it, its quaintness and charm. Oh, talk as you like of our modern improvements. Our autos are nice and their comfort is plain. But oh, to be young in the beautiful country and ride in an old-fashioned sleigh once again. Wishes. I've enjoyed sharing my memories of Christmas with you, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky.